Dudes, the American.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Mickelson. Brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore.
Good Saturday morning to you, Austin, Texas. Welcome inside another edition of Playing Through, a Masters edition. I'm Bob Ballew.
I am Carl Mickelson. Good Masters Saturday to you, Bob. Moving day.
I don't even know. I never know where to begin because this is... I mean, literally, to everybody that follows this, to everybody who bets on it, to everyone who puts picks into a pool, to everybody who does anything, this is the best weekend of the year for golf. It's not even remotely close. And I love the U.S. Open, and I love the Open Championship, and I love the Players, and I can go through a million tournaments. There is nothing like the Masters. There's a reason they say it's a tradition unlike any other. It's an amazing weekend, Carl, and it's so much fun to be a part of it, to be able to talk golf and to have kind of the attention of you guys that are listening with us as we talk a little golf this morning. Carl, this is I'm just going to start with this because I'm going to try to be as unbiased as I can be about it. I absolutely hate this leaderboard. I hate it. I can't stand it. I need more.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute.
I do. I can't stand it. I love Jordan Spieth and I love Justin Thomas being up there.
Yeah.
But like, and I'm not saying there aren't some good stories here and it's not fun to get into, but like, where is everybody? We're looking at this leaderboard and we're saying Justin Rose, who hadn't been a part of this of anything in like 2 or 3 years, Will Zalatoris, who's an up-and-comer, Brian Harman, who's a lefty that's been on the tour a long time, but like, I just don't feel the personality of it. Maybe that's a better way to put this. I'm excited for a lot of these guys. I don't feel the personality that I normally feel at the top of a Masters leaderboard going into the weekend. Maybe it's the lack of Tiger. Maybe it's the lack of other guys that are the John Rahms and Dustin Johnsons and the top players in the world. I don't know what it is. But I just don't love it. I'm not saying we're not going to get there. I'm not saying it's not going to be exciting. But I'm just kind of like, I want more out of this. And I don't know why.
I think you're right. Nobody had Justin Rose pegged. I mean, in preparation for doing a couple of interviews this week, I really went deep into strokes gained. I went deep into tee to green stats, putting stats, short game stats, recoverability, distance off the tee, accuracy off the tee, all those things. Probably looked at 50, 60 golfers who realistically I thought could have a chance. Justin Rose is, I mean, I'm flipping through 6 pages of handwritten notes. Justin Rose's name is not in these notes. I'll be honest about that. I've got a page on Euros running hot this season. Justin Rose is not on that page.
No.
You know, And I got to tell you, Justin Rose is 65 at the draw he had in the day, the time of day he was playing. If you were watching, the greens were playing brutally hard. That draw was they said, well, it's, you know, the conditions are going to be tough for everybody. There's no good draw, bad draw. The guys that played the lates on Thursday really had a difficult time, with the exception of Justin Rose. So he didn't do it on Sunday the way Johnny Miller did, you know, so many years in the 73 U.S. Open, but by any means. But that 65 was like a 59, dude.
I know.
Given the conditions. And I got to tell you, if you believe in the draw thing, yesterday's second round was in real jeopardy of getting away from the rest of the field, because if Rose plays well when it was bad, wakes up the next day, goes out with a nice, you know, early to mid-morning tea time, and the conditions are good, we could have been talking about a really hateful leaderboard. So it's something that you know, looks more like a boat race than a tight golf tournament.
You're not kidding. I mean, yeah. You're exactly right about that. And if six doesn't happen yesterday and he hits that shot and it's, you know, 10 feet and it doesn't roll 100 yards off the green, and he tries to do it again, it rolls 100 yards off the green again. I mean, what they're enduring. And again, I said this, I went on Bucky and Aaron on Wednesday morning, and I said, Carl, look, this is the one thing I think about this tournament is they let it get away from them in November because they didn't have a choice. Dustin Johnson was 100 under because they didn't have a choice. That was, they had to put the conditions as to what they were, and they went from there. This year, they were not going to let that happen again. And it's not a penalty. It's not something that's just outlandish that they're trying to do. It is, you guys got to know the spots and you got to hit the spots. And for professional golfers, again, for the millionth time, very different than amateur golfers. For professional golfers, you got to know where to hit it. And if you don't hit it there, you're going to be penalized. And I think that's the best part of this weekend so far. Justin Ray is the guy. I mean, he lives here in Austin, head of content for the 15th Club. I promote them without ever talking to Justin Ray because I think he's just does such an amazing job. Carl, I want to read off a couple of these stats to you because I think these are fun stats. Again, I had a buddy of mine in college that always told me statistics are for losers. And the way he meant that was every event is its own event. Every event is different. Yes, there can be trends. Every trend can be bucked. This is not a 100% sure thing. But I just want to read off a couple of these that I thought were very interesting. And these are all from Justin Ray, head of content at 15th Club. And he lives in Austin. And I just think these are so good. 15 players 40 or older held the 36-hole lead. Justin Rose is 40. Zero of the last 14 went on to win it. The only one who did was Ben Hogan in 1953.
Incredible.
So if you just want to start there, you're going to say Justin Rose is done, right? I mean, why would we even have the conversation? Because it's just not going to happen. Most rounds led or co-led by a player from outside the United States in Masters history. Gary Player, 11. Justin Rose, 7. Seve, 6. Greg Norman, 5. Now, you think about all the players outside the United States that have played in this tournament. Gary Player's led after around 11 times. 11. Justin Rose, 7. He's second.
He's second.
Like that's an unbelievable stat to me.
It tells you there's a comfort here, much like we've seen in the past, you know, off and on the 20 years with Lee Westwood. There's a comfort Justin Rose has on this golf course. You've seen international players have it. Mark Leishman is T4 on this leaderboard right now. He's another great one. The guy that you think, okay, it wouldn't be the biggest heartbreak in the world. Might be a little boring, a little bit of a letdown if Leishman gets a green jacket, but dang it, he's played well enough to be in contention for it a number of times. Same can be said for Justin Rose. I think you're going to see a major movement on the leaderboard today. I mean, I think Justin Rose is going to have his best stuff because they're gunning for him.
And I'm going to let me hold on before you go. Let me give you my last.
You got more Justin Rose.
This is the last. I just want to give you three. This is the last one. Justin Rose is the. Hold on one second. Justin Rose is the eighth player since 1980 to lead the Masters outright after each of the first two rounds. Would you like to guess how many of those eight went on to win?
Since 1980. I feel like there's got to be four.
There's one.
I think there's one. Is it Phil Mickelson?
It's Jordan Spieth in 2015.
Wow.
That's the only person to ever lead this tournament in the last, 40 years. The only person to lead after two rounds of each of the, you know, led after the first round, led after the second round to want to do it. So listen, I just think you, and that's why I say that about statistics are for losers that my buddy always said, my best friend in college always told me that. And I always laugh about it because I'm like, he's right. Because every single one of those can be bucked. If Justin Rose goes on to win, none of those stats matter. If he doesn't win and it's somebody else, we're going to go find other stats that break it out into well, Will Zalatoris is the first timer to win since, you know, I mean, like you can go through this in a bunch of different ways. And the other thing I'll say, Carl, if you look at the top three and you say Justin Rose, who is, you know, a perennial contender in majors. I mean, I think he's shown over the years that he's now, maybe people didn't expect it this Masters, but he's a perennial contender, right? Tied for second at 6 under, Will Zalatoris and Brian Harman. Could you get two different people? Like, Will Zalatoris hadn't done anything yet. I mean, literally nothing in his career. Brian Harman's been on tour. He's like 1,000 years old. I mean, he's not, but I just say that in like the sense of he's been on this tour for so long. He's never won a major. He's been up and down. We've seen so much different play out of Brian Harman. There couldn't be two different players at two, you know, tied for second right now. So that's to me. And again, I go back to, I don't love the leaderboard, but like, that's to me what makes this great is we see all of these guys that are in the top 20 right now that you could go through their story and be like, how in the world are they here right now?
I think there's no question. I mean, again, in handicapping the tournament, I had some of these guys. I'm not going to brag about that. I just think they showed form. I really like what I saw from Brian Harman at the Dell Technologies match play. I liked the way he moved the ball. I really loved a lot of his stats
totally coming agree. In.
Tee to green. Left-handers always have a little bit of an advantage moving the ball a little bit more naturally, as you need to do on this golf course. So I felt rejuvenated about Bubba Watson, but in my numerous pages of notes here, I got low left-hander Harman. You know, he could have easily shot an 80-80 and been packing his bags, but he's shown impressive form. Zalatoris is a guy through my day job I've run into because I've had to keep close tabs on the Korn Ferry Tour the past couple of years for a client, and then also the Canadian Tour.
Great player.
Incredibly great player. Just really lit it up on the Korn Ferry Tour, earned his right to be in some select events on the PGA Tours, gotten by on some sponsor event exemptions, and obviously played well in the U.S. Open at Wingfoot with the top 10 there. So a lot of confidence. I mean, it's an interesting, really kind of cool together personality and perspective on things. I think that grind on the Korn Ferry Tour, his, you know, meteoric success as a junior and in college, playing out of Dallas and playing at Wake Forest for a bit before turning pro. I think he's just got a ton of perspective. I know he works with Scott Fawcett and some statisticians. So I think his depth of knowledge is really interesting. I think his personality's kind of quirky. Again, first timers, young guys, Yeah, the odds say that the nerves are going to creep up and something freaky is going to happen. And, you know, 70-68 may not repeat itself on the weekend. I think odds are against a young man, you know, a first time Masters T2, but that's kind of part of the cinema. The reason you don't like this leaderboard is kind of the reason I do like it. I think Brian Harman's interesting. I think anybody that can strike a blow for the journeyman is great. Anytime somebody's overachieving way the heck ahead of schedule is very cool to me. And all the guys you want to see, the guys that are going to make you happy, I think by tonight, you're going to be very happy where Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, guys like that. I think we're going to see a shift. I'm in the same boat with you in a sense. What I would love more than anything is a JT Jordan Spieth, whether it's the penultimate pairing or the final pairing. I think we as golf fans deserve it. For so many years, we had opportunities for Tiger and Phil.
That's what you think about, right? Is Tiger Phil?
Rarely ever happened. I mean, not the times that we got, say, for example, Nicholas Weisskopf or Nicholas Watson or Nicholas Trevino. That happened all the time in the 70s into the early 80s. And I think if you've been a golf fan, I mean, you've had to settle for the stale sandwich that was, you know, Greg Norman and, you know, Bob Tway or, you know, so some variation of that was pretty good. But you want to see heavyweights playing with each other, feeding off of each other, taking risks because of things the other one does. There's an opportunity the way these guys are playing. I think that would be electric if you could get JT, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth in the final pairing, or really close to it, paired together would be extraordinary.
And I think, to me, what you just said is probably the best point, which is what I love the most, is we all craved Tiger Phil in every major. That's what we wanted. Yeah. We wanted to see it. We wanted to see it every major. And it's not going to happen here, I don't think. But I think we would love to see Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth both three ahead of the field going in, going into Sunday, where it's like you just feel like it's a one-on-one duel where these guys can go at each other and it's just shot for shot. And it's, and again, Carl, how many times do we say it? That's what we love most about match play, is every shot matters. Every you're playing against one guy and that's all that matters. And I think that's what we want in golf sometimes. But I agree to your point too of, if I look at this leaderboard, I want to see Will Zalatoris do great things. I don't know if you've seen the video where somebody asked him, has anybody ever told you you look like and sound like Owen Wilson? And his response is, wow. And it's a very like Owen, like he knows it, he plays along with it. It's great. And it was a great one word response to something that is like maybe that shows a hint of his personality, which again, how many times do I have to say it? That's what we want. We want to see. That's why I loved the idea at the Colonial of them putting a microphone on 3 and 4 or wherever they put it to say, you guys stop and talk to the media for a second. They never did it.
Right.
But that even Dylan Fratelli said that, like, that would be great for golf. That's what we do on the European Tour, is have those moments. But you look at the leaderboard, and I agree. I mean, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele. There are more guys. I think Colin Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau's in the top 20. Cam Champ hits it a mile, but he can chip and putt too, which is what, you know, Bryson even said this week. He was like, you know, you can hit it as long as you want to hit it, but you still got to be able to hit wedges and putts. And I thought that was a really good point from him of that's what it takes. There's another guy in the top 20 that's really interesting that may do nothing, may do something. You never know. But to see Stewart sink in the top 20 is like, I love that about this game. I love hearing, you know, I saw Kyle Porter tweet that Bryson DeChambeau averaged whatever he averaged on day one, 300 and whatever yards.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Woosnam averaged 269 yards on his tee shots, and they shot the same score.
They shot the same score.
So, and I we've talked about this before, but it's just, golf is such a funny game in so many ways. And as we're here talking during the starter shack, as Carl and I joked before the show, it's the starter shack presented by nobody, but it's your opportunity to present the starter shack. Carl and I love the starter shack because we get to go off on everything that's going on in golf. And that's the best part of the Masters, especially, is that this is our opportunity to say, man, I love XYZ about this guy. I think it's great that XYZ is still even in the field right now. There are what, 20 golfers in that are under par?
I mean, even that's or better,
a decent number. Yeah.
Exactly 20 under par. And yeah, even or better, there's a log jam at even par, which I want to ask you about.
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, and I said this to somebody today, I was out at Twin Creeks getting ready to play golf, and I said the best part of this is when the day ends, we're going to look at there are 31 players at even par or better. All of them are still in this tournament. We saw Justin Rose today go back from 7 under back down to 4. I know he went back to 7, but when you go back down to 4 on Sunday, if you start 3 over through 7 or 3 over through 8, you're giving everyone else in that field confidence to say, oh, I've got a chance now. And when you've got a chance, you start hitting better shots. And I think that's what we'll see. And maybe we won't see, maybe we'll see it today, maybe we won't. I agree that it's moving day and it's a great opportunity for guys to do some special things. But I think in the end, we're going to see it on Sunday where guys say, and again, they always say it doesn't start till the back nine Sunday at the Masters. And it's been so true for so many events. And I think we're going to see that again this year. It just feels like there's so many guys that are still left in contention, especially at that even par, that can make a run.
Again, I totally agree, but I think the big factor that's interesting, what we saw Thursday is the condition of the golf course, the speed of the greens, the firmness and fastness of the golf course can dictate so much of that. What I hope today is that moving day is a true moving day, and it's acceptable to scoring, and by whatever magic or agronomy or sub air, they're able to make it firm and fast tomorrow where it's a dogfight tomorrow. I think that would be perfect. Now, if they flip it, that's fascinating too. I'd love to see a lot of guys make a move today, have some chances to make a birdie and then just kind of duke it out battle royale style tomorrow.
Wasn't that most interesting
for everything?
Wasn't that most interesting about Thursday? I thought was, I mean, besides Justin Rose going 7 under, there wasn't a player in the field better than 3 under. And that's what I think we want. I think we want it to be as best a challenge as it can be.
Rose was a huge anomaly. I feel like that 65 was like a 59 because of the way that was happening with the draw. Well, the other thing about the conditions, it wasn't just that guys were putting from the back of the green and down into the balls, run trailing off into the water, putting balls into the water, seeing balls just go all the way across greens and back down to their feet off false fronts. All that stuff's great, but it's what you almost never see in professional golf is the toll that took added up mentally. And you saw guys like Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson hit shots because of the frustration, because of the frazzled nerves, two fairways wide, shank balls, slice balls, do things that were completely out of character for guys that never even missed the center of the club face. But that's what a challenging golf course can do to you. It can play on the mental aspects, fray your nerves where, our man Mac Brown used to always say, don't let one game beat you twice. You were seeing bad shots beat guys two times, three times, four holes later, you're done. And it was really fascinating to see the mental, emotional aspect of the golf course really take hold like we haven't seen in a number of years.
I agree. And there are just so many things that are going to play a factor this weekend that I can't wait to see how they actually play out. I mean, I think that's what we all want. We all want to see how this plays out, how it develops through the weekend. Like you said, will they go firm and fast Saturday and really make people really challenge people? Will they wait till Sunday? Will they not do it at all? Will they do it twice? I don't think we know yet. And I think that's kind of the best part of what we get to see this weekend and how it kind of rolls from there. Was there anyone else that was in the, let's say, top 30? Because we think that's kind of the rule of thumb that gives you a chance. Is there anyone that you think is still alive that maybe at even par or better that can make a run this weekend? I think there are a lot of guys, quite honestly, just because they're 7 back. I don't think that really means a whole lot right now, because if Justin Rose gives a few shots back and you make a couple birdies, all of a sudden you're 3 back and you feel a lot better about it. So I'm curious if there's anybody that you are really looking at to see if they can make a run this weekend.
You're talking about guys that make birdies in bunches,
yeah,
and have that capability. So you look no further than John Rahm at even par.
Yeah.
You could say that about Bubba Watson. I mean, if what he knows about this golf course, the respect he has for it, that could happen. I don't feel as strongly about Watson as I do Rahm, but I do feel that strongly about Tommy Fleetwood, who's been up and down a lot this week, has an ace, but has some pretty squirrely shots as well. He's kind of clawed his way back into this thing to get to even. That's a guy that can make birdies in bunches. I look at Victor Hovland at -1 as a guy who could sneak up the leaderboard. And, you know, the other fascinating one at -1 is obviously Bryson DeChambeau. Sure. We've seen good Bryson and Brad Bryson on consecutive days. He'll be ever fascinating. If he shoots 84 or 64, it's going to be just as fun to watch.
I'm going to tell you who I'm most intrigued by, and it may not even be this year. And then we're going to hit a break right after this, but I got to bring up this one name, not just cause he's a Texas ex, but I just think the way Scottie Scheffler plays this golf course tells me that whether it's 3 years from now, whether it's next year, whether it's 6 years from now, at some point he's going to figure it out. He was 3 or 4 under through 7 or 8 holes early He was immediately in contention. He was right there. He's done this at a lot of different places. Obviously, he played well at match play. I mean, we know that. But he's one of those guys. He's at even par right now, but I feel like he should be at 3 or 4 under. And I think he probably thinks that too. And I think he's going to learn. He's going to take a lot. He took a lot from last year, which, again, 2020 is what it is. I loved, I don't know if you saw Kevin Kisner's quote, but it was like, basically, I feel sorry for the guys that played this for the first time last year because they showed up this year and they went, what the hell is this? Like, this is a totally different course than what I played, you know, in November, 6 months ago. Right. I actually think the opposite of Scottie Scheffler. I think Scottie is now seeing the course in a different perspective, but he's also saying, I can make a bunch of birdies out here. I can make a run and I can do something special while I'm out here. So he's the guy that I'm probably looking at this and he's plus one, but I think he's the guy that I'm most intrigued by. Maybe not even this year. I want to see how he finishes this year, but I want to see him in year three and year four and year five, because I think he's really going to be in contention when he gets there.
I couldn't agree more. I think he's building those Augusta muscles. He's learning. He's got some great mentors. He plays with good guys in practice rounds. I think there's so much he's learning. He's so much, again, you look at Will Zalatoris being ahead of the curve. Scottie Scheffler is ahead of the curve at Augusta National. He's going to be here for many years. You have to think he's going to contend heavily at some point.
And listen, I'm going to go through his scorecard with you because I think it's intriguing enough from yesterday. Yeah. He made two birdies in round one. In round two, Scottie Scheffler, and this is what I think is probably most frustrating to him more than anything else. In round two yesterday, Scottie Scheffler made four birdies and an eagle.
Sounds good.
But he finished bogey, double bogey.
Yep.
So there's this, you know, it's this, there's this constant, like, what am I doing to get myself in position? Okay, I've gotten myself in position. Can I finish? And we're going to see that this weekend. I think Scottie plays well this weekend, and I think he necessarily makes a move toward the top of the leaderboard, but I think he makes a move to say, in the future, I'm going to be somebody who's really going to be someone who's reckoned with. All right, when we come back, we're going to start with our breakfast ball. We'll reset. We'll tell you a little bit about some of those guys that missed the cut, some of those guys that maybe we picked to win the tournament that missed the cut, because we need to put another one on the tee and start over. You're listening to Playing Through on the Horn.
Longhorn fans, his name is Chris Beard. He is your next basketball coach, and he is not scared.
The University of Texas winning tradition and pride will not be entrusted to the timid or weak. I promise you, I'm a lot of things, but timid and weak are not two of those things.
Catch all the games, the chatter, the breakdown, and Longhorn Weekly next season with Texas Longhorn basketball on the Horn app, and at hornfm.com.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan for Caliper CBD Powder. And I got to tell you, folks, because of these folks at Caliper, I am on the CBD train. There is no doubt. Caliper CBD is the only clinically proven, fast-acting powder that's available. It delivers 30 times more CBD in the first 30 minutes versus CBD oil. That means you get all the benefits of the CBD in just 10 minutes. Some oils can take over an hour to absorb. It was developed by food science experts with decades of experience, rigorously tested for purity and quality. The Caliper CBD comes in convenient and easy-to-use packets. Precisely 20 milligrams in each packet, mixes easily in any food or drink. I simply put it into my tea every morning. It's all natural. It's free of fillers, chemicals, and artificial flavors. And the early results for me have been amazing. There's a calm that sets in. There's not as much pain and soreness. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code Aaron, E-R-I-N, my first name, when you go to caliper.com. That's CALIPER.com, promo code Aaron, and you can try Caliper CBD powder risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund.
Hey, it's Eric Rains for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. If you need a roof, you need a company you can trust. You need a company that's local. You need John Hardy and his team. When you go to MyDividedSky.com, you will not see a company based in Maryland or somewhere. They're locally owned. Decisions are made here in San Marcos, Texas. Go to their website and check out all the 5-star reviews at MyDividedSky.com. Your neighbors. That's Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. When the wind blows high, trust the company that's local. Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors.
Shop like a golf pro, in-store or online at PGATourSuperstore.com.
Good Saturday morning to you, Austin, Texas. Welcome inside another edition of Playing Through. He is Carl Mickelson. I'm Bob Ballew, and this is a Masters edition. of Playing Through as we begin our second segment, The Breakfast Ball. It's our chance to reset, maybe make some different picks for the weekend, because some of us may have picked certain players that maybe possibly didn't make the cut. I don't want to go into certain names, even though we're getting ready to go into all the names. But it is interesting, Carl. I think every time we do this, it's always interesting. The most interesting thing to me is to see the people who didn't miss or who didn't make the cut. And what makes it so interesting to me, especially like a guy like Rory McIlroy that didn't make it this week, is Rory McIlroy never misses the cut at Augusta. I think he's gone 11 years without missing the cut. I mean, it's, you know, Matt Kuchar's always played well. He's played well leading into this tournament. He missed the cut. Sergio Garcia, Daniel Berger was a big pick for a lot of people. He missed the cut. Kevin
Lee Kister, Westwood,
Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Lee Westwood, Roy McIlroy. This list is Patrick Cantlay is another popular pick.
Jason the most fashionable Day. Pick of the week. Yep.
I mean, there are a lot of guys you can go to and say, you don't say, how does this happen? Because it's golf. I think we all expect it. We all by now know that no matter who we pick, these are the things that are going to happen. But it's just always interesting to me to see the guys that miss the cut, especially a guy like DJ, who's been first. Yeah, he won it last year when it was a pretty easy course to play. But 2 years ago, he was second. 3 years ago, he was eighth. There are a lot of guys like that that you obviously just kind of go, how did that happen? And I will tell you this too, Carl. My favorite thing about the Masters is, for all the people that make bets, for all the people that enter pools, for all the people that do those kind of things, it's always so much fun to wake up Thursday morning and you have all your guys that you're watching. You're like, these are the guys. These are the guys.
Your squad.
My squad. Exactly. And Justin Rose vaults to the top of the leaderboard and you go, oh, man, I knew I should have picked Justin Rose. No, you didn't. If you knew you should have picked him, you would have picked him.
Why do we lie to ourselves like that? We always do. I was gonna pick him.
I was totally gonna pick that guy, and then I forgot to. It always just cracks me up. I just think that the whole thing across the board is so much fun, regardless of who you pick, regardless of who you made bets on. Across the board, it's the best event of the year. And now you've got a weekend where, Carl, there are so many guys that are in the mix. I want to start my breakfast ball with my guy that's out of the mix. When I went on Bucky and Aaron Wednesday morning, I basically kind of made the point that you will never find Rory McIlroy flying under the radar more than this year. I know he was going through some swing things, but his results were not terrible. There has not been a result of Rory McIlroy where you've said, oh man, he definitely should have won that tournament. No, I mean, he was finishing 8th, 13th, 25th, like whatever it wasn't that bad. I was stunned to see Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, whatever, he's dealing with a knee issue. To see Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy miss the cut at the Masters was absolutely stunning to me.
More so to me, Dustin Johnson. Rory has showed some sketchy form lately. He's searching. He admitted he was chasing distance, influenced by Bryson DeChambeau, which I think is completely bizarre, because Rory McIlroy has one of the most enviable swings in the history of golf.
We watched him today on the range, and all of us were sitting there going, I want that swing. What do I have to do to get that swing? Like,
it's the swing.
Just show me what I got to do, because that's all I want.
So he's got himself all out of sorts over chasing distance that he really doesn't need. You know, what was telling at Bay Hill at the Arnold Palmer Invitational is that everybody is making a big deal over Bryson hitting on the lake on the par five. Rory was doing it with a very even tempoed swing. He was only like 15 yards behind whatever ungodly distance it was. I think Rory's went 360 and Bryson's went 384 or something, you know, something along those lines. Rory does it in tempo, in rhythm, on balance, on plane.
And maybe that's why I'm so stunned, Carl. I mean, I just,
yeah,
to watch his swing, to watch the way he plays this game. And he had, to me, he had the best moment of the first 2 days of the Masters. He teed off on, I think it was 6 or 7 or 8, one of those, I think maybe it was 8. And he hits his shot and he doesn't love it. It's not great. And he hits a spectator. and everybody's like, oh, Roy just hit a spectator. He hit his dad.
Hit his own dad.
Hit his own dad.
What's better is he was aiming. He says he was aiming for his dad.
Yeah.
His dad was his aiming point.
The one shot that he hit this weekend, Thursday and Friday that he wanted to hit.
Oh my gosh.
So I think Rory has become, I think even hearing him Tuesday and Wednesday, whichever day it was, talking about Tiger Woods and making the point that all the other tournaments that Tiger played were basically insignificant to him. Now they weren't entirely, but they kind of were, because Tiger craved majors and he wanted to win majors. And so basically, and the way Rory kind of described it was, for Tiger, there were four tournaments a year, which is an amazing thought, right? I mean, you think about all the cool tournaments these guys get to play, and I know some of them aren't the best tournaments in the world, but, you know, getting to play at Pebble Beach, getting to play at Riviera, getting to play at, like, some of these courses where you're, like, the Players, Bay Hill, where it's Arnold Palmer's tournament. Like, all of these tournaments are amazing. And Tiger's like, yeah, I mean, they're great, but there are only four that matter. And I just thought it was a really interesting way for Rory to phrase it. And then for Rory to, again, I said to Bucky and Aaron, it was actually Aaron and Ty Harrington, but on the B&E show, I actually said to him, I said, here's the deal. If Rory can get past himself in the first round, I think he's going to have a great chance to win this weekend.
Right.
And I'm not trying to backtrack. I picked Rory outright. I thought Rory was going to do it this weekend. I thought this was the year because nobody was picking him. But it's just one of those things. It's the way golf goes. And no matter what his struggles were, I felt confident that if he could shoot even par in the first round, because again, going into this week, he was 28 in his last 15 majors. He was 28 over in the first round and 64 under in the last three combined. So
right.
You just got the feeling if he could just put a first round together, he would give himself a chance. And he's going to do it at some point.
You have to think it's going to happen.
I don't know if he'll complete the Grand Slam. I don't. I don't know if he'll ever win the Masters. There's going to be every year this happens, there's going to be a lot more pressure to do it, and he's going to feel it every year. But I do think he will win another major just because his swing is so good, his game is so good when it's in top form. And again, Carl, as we said before the pandemic hit, right going into the Players last year, that first round, Rory McIlroy was on top of the world, and he could not be stopped. He was playing the best golf probably of his career, and he was giving him a chance to win every tournament he entered. So while I'm not mad at my pick, I'm just frustrated that he couldn't find a way to make it happen this weekend.
He does frustrate you at Augusta. Ever since he went crooked, what year was that? Yeah. 2010, 2012?
Yeah. How long ago was that?
We're talking about a long time. On the 10th hole and hit it over by the cabins, he's had a mental situation with Augusta National Golf Club in the Masters, and you've even seen him swing both ways. Well, yeah, I made it mean too much, and now I'm just going to tell myself it doesn't mean that much. I'm going to play it like another tournament. I don't think you have that capability. I think he swung the other way. It means a whole heck of a lot. He wants to win. He's got to get the train back on the tracks with majors. Yeah. It's been
what,
4 years? Yeah.
Four?
I was thinking
15. What did he win in? Maybe, did he win in 17?
I
was thinking it was 2015. I could be wrong.
I'm thinking of Spieth, but at the majors. But it's been long enough for a guy that has this much potential. We talked about, you know, expectations when we talk about Jordan Spieth. It's like you spoiled us for so long. You showed us so much potential, such smashing success at a young age. Had a good clip for all the right reasons. There were no flukish backing into tournaments for either of these guys. They were doing it in a way that made sense, that was dominant, that looked like the way the greats of the game have always done it. And Rory just had he can find it in tour events and international events, and he just doesn't seem to put it all together in majors. You wonder if it is a mental thing or a preparation thing. And I know he's in between some swing thoughts right now, but it's confounding. And again, you hope he finds it, because he could have one of the great all-time careers.
Carl, we were both wrong.
Well, it was a British Open though, right?
His last win. was the PGA Championship.
At Kiawah?
2014.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the Open Championship the same year. Carl, that was 7 years ago. Not run a, what a major.
Well, here's how long it's been. The PGA is actually back at Kiawah next month. So, yeah. I mean,
It's crazy. I mean, that's an unbelievable, it's an unbelievable notion that that's how long it's been. And I think
that feels the most shocking. I mean, yeah. You've got the number one player in the world missing the cut, but it feels like Rory McIlroy not contending this week feels more out of sorts than Dustin Johnson kind of just letting things slip away.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy. Okay. Before we get to our, we do want to mention our title sponsor, is PGA Tour Superstore. But there was one thing that I wanted to get to that Kyle Porter tweeted out, Kyle Porter for CBS Sports. And to me, it's a very intriguing, point that he made after round one, because for a lot of reasons, but for 16 straight years, Carl, nobody not named Tiger Woods came back from outside the top 10 after round one to win. So think about that. I mean, if your name's not Tiger Woods in the last 16 years, you were in the top 10 after the first round and you won this tournament. The names that he listed of the guys who would have an opportunity were Justin Rose, Hideki Matsuyama, Brian Harman, Will Zalatoris, Webb Simpson, Christian Bezendut, Patrick Reed, Siwoo Kim, Jason Kokrak, Shane Lowry, Tyrell Hatton, or Jordan Spieth. So those were the guys that were in the top 10 after a round. So if you were going to put your money on somebody, you'd say one of those 10 guys would, not 10, it was actually 12 because they were tied for 10th, but
right.
One of those guys would win. The guy that I love the most out of that group, and this is the only reason I wanted to bring that up, was Siwoo Kim. I've heard more great stories about Siwoo Kim as a golfer than I've heard probably about anybody else. Siwoo Kim broke his putter on the 11th hole yesterday, and putted with his 3-wood the rest of the way and parred out. I mean, how hard is that to do on 12 through 18? You got to use your 3-wood and par out.
On those greens in these conditions,
his competitiveness. At a major. There's a podcast that's out. It's a more like a gambling podcast. A buddy was telling me about it. He said basically Siwoo was in a tournament where he was 2 back with 3 to go and basically wanted to throw his clubs down and walk off the course and say, I didn't play well today. I'm out of it. And they're like, you're 2 down with 3 to go. Like, you got a chance still. He's got some hilarious stories. So Siwoo Kim is a guy that I think would be a lot of fun to watch him kind of make a run here. He's played really well. He's done a lot. He's 4 under. He's 3 back. He's got a real opportunity here. So if I'm going to take a breakfast ball, because that's what this segment is, Carl, I got to take somebody that's out of the norm, out of the reg. And I want to pick Michael Thompson. And I think if Michael Thompson had made 2 more birdies, I would have picked Michael Thompson because the odds on Michael Thompson this week were like 17,000 or 1,700 to 1. So if you really wanted somebody this week, and actually he's played a lot of good golf this year. He won the 3M Open. But I'm going to take my breakfast ball, and I'm going to go with Siwoo Kim because I think his story is fantastic. He's 3 back, and he's put himself in position to win, having no putter for the last 7 holes of his second round.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's a great story. That would be an all-time piece of golf history if a guy who smashed his putter with a few holes left goes on to win the green jacket. That would be all-time. That'd be great. You know, it's interesting. I rather than taking a breakfast ball, I've got to go lone wolf on this one because my guy's still in it. My guy's T6. And has all the tools to climb the leaderboard. Justin Thomas, JT's sure. My pick. So I'm going to forego the breakfast ball this week.
I love it. That's fantastic. Carl forgoes his breakfast ball. I have to hit a breakfast ball because I don't have a choice. My guy's out. Rory McIlroy did not make the cut. And so I'm going to take Siwoo Kim. Let's see what happens. Again, you guys know, when we were at match play, Carl picked Scottie Scheffler and I picked Ian Poulter. And Ian Poulter was knocked out immediately by Scottie Scheffler. And then Scottie Scheffler went on to the runner-up position. So I guess you can expect JT to be runner-up, and you can expect Siwoo Kim to somehow miss the cut after the third round. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit about what's going on with PGA Tour Superstore. They are reopening this weekend here in Austin after the, what do we call it, Icemageddon, Snowmageddon, whatever you, winter weather. It's a winter wonderland, whatever you want to call it. That's what happened.
Freak occurrence, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. And PGA Tour Superstore is ready to reopen over at Arbor Walk, so we're excited to talk a little bit about them, as well as the one thing we've never seen before, the hole-in-one thing we've never seen before on the golf course. That's coming up. You're listening to Playing Through on the Hole.
Craig Way.
Say goodnight to it!
Voice of the Longhorns and host of Light the Tower is a finalist for Best Sportscaster in the Austin Chronicle Best of Austin poll. Vote now at austinchronicle.com or hornfm.com and cast your vote for Craig Way.
Right elbow jumper! Good! It's good!
Voting is open through April 12th at midnight. Vote for Craig Way in the Austin Chronicle Best of Austin poll at hornfm.com.
This is Chad Hastings. Sinus and Snoring Specialist is the place that is helping me sleep better, rest better, live better, breathe better. And we've got Dr. Dan Slaughter here to tell you more about it. Dr. Slaughter, I had the balloon sinuplasty done. Explain that procedure and why it's so groundbreaking.
Yeah, balloon sinuplasty is revolutionary. We can go into the natural outflow tract non-surgically. We do it with IV sedation, so the patient's in kind of margarita land and nice and comfortable. And we expand the balloon, which dilates that outflow tract about 5 to 7 minutes. There's really no recovery, no pain associated with it. The outflow tract stays nice and open. So if you got long-standing sinus problems that don't respond to medical therapy, it's really the best option. You should not have a surgical therapy.
They got me breathing better. They can do the same for you. Call 512-601-0303 or go to sinussnoringent.com. Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Feel clear, rested, and healthy.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, your tailgating headquarters with a Texas-sized selection of lower-priced everything. Cheers to savings. You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Nicholson. Brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore.
It is the final segment on a Masters Saturday moving day in Augusta. He is Carl Nicholson. I'm Bob Ballew. This is Playing Through on the Horn, brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Thank you guys for being a part of our show this morning. Speaking of PGA Tour Superstore, Carl, PGA Tour Superstore is reopening this weekend at the Arbor Walk after Snowmageddon hit them. And there are all kinds of things going on. We want to give you a few of the things that you can go up to, go up a little North Austin and get your taste of golf today. $50 off your purchase of $250 or more this weekend. It's this weekend only. They're going to have some swag giveaways. You can test your skills in the free closest to the pin challenge from 11 to 3 Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have a daily winner receiving a $100 PGA Tour Superstore gift card. And then listen to this, the grand prize winner for the weekend. Now, Carl and I were live at PGA Tour Superstore when it opened originally.
Right.
And there was a guy that sat at the front of the line and he got.
Remember
all,
that?
Oh, it was so cool. I love hearing these stories of people that get to
they deluxe that guy out. Oh, he got the golf dream package.
So the grand prize winner this weekend receives a $500 PGA Tour Superstore gift card plus a custom driver studio fitting session and a driver of their choosing up to $500. I can't say it enough. You heard all of those things right. The grand prize winner receives all three of those things. All you got to do is stop by the store and take a shot at the free closest to the pin challenge from 11 to 3, either Saturday or Sunday. Again, you'll win a $500 PGA Tour Superstore gift card, a custom driver studio fitting session, and a driver of your choosing up to $500. And there are some great drivers out there. I've actually hit a few in the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
A buddy of mine just handed me his Epic, and he said, try to hit this thing. And I hit it a million miles, and I was like, I need a new driver. Mine's from 2016.
It's a good year. It's a really good year for drivers across all the brands. It's unbelievable. There's so many good ones right now. And I got to tell you, for the chance to win that grand prize this weekend, if that's not worth your time, you need to reprioritize, because that is well worth your time to win all those prizes from PGA Tour Superstore. That's very cool. They're experts at fitting. They're experts at getting you into the right club. Friendly staff. They really demystify a lot of the things people worry about, you know, shafts and lofts and all those things. Let them be the experts and show you. They're calling it the reimagined PGA Tour Superstore after renovation. So I'm excited to get in there and see it. I've got some clubs I need re-gripped. You know, $50 off $250. Don't tell my wife, but it's really easy to spend $250 inside PGA Tour Superstore. I don't know if you've noticed that, but
It can be like you want to go get new grips, or it can be like I want to go look good. Like I just need to go look good. Like I need to go get some good clothes. Like there are all kinds of things you can do to make your outfits look good. Or and by the way, Carl, I will not be on the show next week. I know Carl's
right,
but I'm heading to Bandon Dunes on Wednesday.
Now
Saturday at Bandon Dunes this year is old school day.
Uh-huh.
So that there was no description. It was just that for the 12 of us, it's old school day, dress old school. So I've got a buddy who has already shown me his outfit, and it's going to win. It's the best I've seen. We could talk about it in 2 weeks because I don't want to get
that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
But I'm going as Al Cervic from Caddyshack,
Rodney
Dangerfield. And I've got the cardigan sweater, the rainbow cardigan sweater. I've got the red.
You got one?
Green shirt. I got it all. I'm ready to go.
That's fantastic.
So we've got some good stuff going on. We're excited to go. So if you need some good clothing, you can go by PGA Tour Superstore and you can get dressed and look good for your golf trip if you need to do that too as well. Carl, before we go, the hole in one thing I've never seen before brought to you by nobody but your chance to win. Not your chance to win, your chance to sponsor the hole in one thing I've never seen before on the golf course. And Carl, you got to do something pretty awesome yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I was a part of something really cool. A great time in the city of Austin, right in the heart of city of Austin. And we could say this segment sponsored by, how about that spicy nut mix you get at the nice country clubs? You know, that they got the club mix. I'm going to go for that. ACC has got a good one, but no, I got to stop by Butler Park, the reopening of Butler Park. It was a great scene out there. It was packed, people stuffed to the gills. Hole in one thing I'd never seen before was a beer truck on a golf course.
Oh, there
we're talking pitch and putt, but you know, they've got their license to serve alcohol. They've got a stage for music. They've got the TVs, the beer garden scene going out there. The reimagined Butler Park is the place to be, right there in the heart of Austin, just off of Lady Bird Lake, right there on Lee Barton Street. And it just it was a great time. I won a couple of skins, knocked down a couple of birdies from, you know, I think 80 yards, 60 yards in that range, and got it going a little bit and then lost it. But that's okay. The Masters was on. The place was jumping. There was men, women, kids, dogs, the whole bit. It was a great scene out there. It just felt like Austin was kind of back to its old ways, and golf in Austin was just that much richer. Jason Black and the team have done an extraordinary job putting all that together. It's just the food's from Ola May, the beer, they say they've got the coldest beer in town. I can't argue that. And the golf is more fun. The greens have been reimagined by the Crenshaw Coeur team. Some guys that have stepped aside and donated some of their time and expertise to kind of making the course just that much cooler. So it was a fun time out there, and we'll be back soon.
I love it. But you got to get out to Butler pitch and putt. I've talked to Jason Black a couple times about getting out there, and this is it's a great opportunity to do it. Carl, I'll give you my my hole in one thing I've never had happen to me before. Wednesday night, Twin Creeks hosted a par three Masters tournament where they put basically every pin on the front nine, you know, you're 80 yards out or 110 yards out or whatever you are. And I played the first two holes with my group of five. You had to have fivesome. I had my five guys, four other guys that I love to death. And I got through the first two holes, and I was coming up where my cell phone got signal again. And my wife called and said that I had the car seat in my car, and she was sitting at daycare with the baby in the car. And I was like, okay, well, I can get there and get back. And then she added on, the AC at our house went out, and it's 100 degrees in our house, so you need to help us fix it. So I had to leave after two holes of the nine. But Twin Creeks put on a great product, as they always do, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you to those guys for doing that. I just didn't get to play it all and didn't get to see it all. But that's what happens. It's no big deal.
That's life.
That's life. That's the way it goes. Thank you again to all of you guys. It's a Masters weekend. Hope you enjoy moving day today. Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler, the two Texas exes, with a chance to kind of make a run here. You never know what's going to happen. Hopefully it's going to be a really fun weekend of golf. And even though I don't love the leaderboard going into Saturday, I have a feeling I will by the end of the day.
I think you will.
He is Carl Mickelson. I'm Bob Ballew. This is Playing Through on the Horn. Carl, I can't wait to do this again next week, and we can talk, or in 2 weeks, actually. I forgot. I'm gone next week.
I better scare up a guest host.
I know, right? Yeah, you're going to have to come up with somebody good. Right on. And we'll do it again in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. All right, brother.
Yep. See you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Heading to Bandon Dunes. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to tell you all the stories when we come back in 2 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. He is nothing Carl like Mickelson. It. No, there is nothing like it. He is Carl Mickelson. I'm Bob Ballew. This is Playing Through on the Horn. Go out and make a bunch of birdies, everyone.
The Wagner Wire.
Every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, you're invited to a party on the horn with Wags. It's the Wagner Wire, the number one fantasy sports show in all the land and the ultimate party. I break down the latest in fantasy trends and all the top stories in sports. Whether it's season-long fantasy leagues or daily fantasy leagues, the Wagner Wire has you covered. You'll probably hear me geek out about video games and pop culture references, too. Remember, there are no breaks in fantasy sports. The Wagner Wire, 9 a.m. to noon on the horn.
Yes, the nagging pain is impossible, and you do everything possible to manage it. But QC Kinetics patients like Chad found out it wasn't just managing the physical pain.
It was mentally, emotionally, it was affecting all parts of my life, my family, environment. It was hard when you couldn't go and do the things that, you know, your wife wanted to do, whether you go for a bike ride or take the dog for a walk.
Like many of you, Chad's hip and legs ached constantly. Maybe it's your back, hip, or shoulders. But here's the best news ever. QC Kinetics regenerative cell treatments help restore that damaged tissue and finally give you the relief you need.
Just being able to do these types of activities that I have done in the past, I'm back now, and I owe that all to QC Kinetics.
That same relief's waiting for you at QC Kinetics. Call for a free consultation. QC Kinetics. 512-593-4303 in Austin and Round Rock. Call 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Syntec is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is a premium full synthetic motor oil option at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a Wix filter for just $29.99. Syntec is formulated for today's engines to minimize friction, heat, and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at
oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
First comes love. Then comes sparkle. And that's where Diamonds Direct comes in. Engagement ring shopping is so easy at Diamonds Direct. Step 1, choose your perfect diamond. At Diamonds Direct, you get access to one of the largest selections of certified diamonds in America, straight from the diamond cutters, every shape, every size, everyone handpicked for brilliance. Step 2, choose your setting. Something unique, something that fits your style, your personality. Solitaire, halo, three stone, pave, channel set. And don't worry if you've seen it on Pinterest, we have it. From all the top designers and bridal jewelry. Step 3, relax. Your Diamonds Direct engagement ring comes with a free lifetime warranty. That's no charge ever for sizing, cleaning, and routine maintenance. And at every step along the way, you'll be treated with respect, with zero pressure, by experts whose only goal is to make you happy. So, you'll be all set for step 4, the most important one. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
B&E with Bucky and Aaron.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10. The Bucky and E Blitz.
Here we go. First blitzer, you're up. Next blitzer, you're up.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, we get it.
Start.
We got to stop. That's
wow.
That's it.
Shut it down! Let's go!
Salacious gossip and the Blitz. Weekday mornings at 8:50 on The Horn.
You ever lie awake at night, can't sleep, not wanting to see what time it is because that's just going to keep you up? Tonight, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's All Night. Unlike other sleep aids, our extended-release melatonin helps you fall asleep naturally and then slowly releases so you stay asleep longer through the night. It's non-habit-forming with no next-day grogginess. ZzzQuil Pure Z's All Night, so you can fall asleep and stay asleep. Available at retailers near you.
This spring, there's an outside chance you're ready for some outside projects and 100% chance of saving at the Home Depot. Right now, stock up on 5 bags of Earth Grow or Vigoro mulch for only $10. Plus, with great low prices and free delivery on your favorite spring projects, you'll save in-store, online, store-wide. Bring on spring. The spring savings event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services. Attention past and present semiconductor and microelectronic workers. If you worked at a Motorola or another semiconductor plant, your children may be entitled to compensation. Birth defects